Oh, it's another Saturday, Robert.
Yes, it is.
And if it's Saturday, that means we should be recording a place-by-place fishing report.
Theoretically, we're going to try.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then let's get to it. It's the place-by-place fishing report featuring me, that's Captain Josh Olive, and you, that's Robert Lukowitz. I'm the guy who sits here and types and needles you for no specific reason. You're the guy who has all of the information, so...
Some of the information.
Yeah. And when you hear somebody breathing into the microphone, that's Robert, too.
Yeah.
I try to get him to stop, but he has this strange breathing pattern that no matter where he puts the microphone, he manages to breathe into it.
Yeah, no.
Either that or you can't hear him at all, one or the other.
Doesn't matter where I put it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And if you hear any kind of rustling noise, I've given him a light-up fishing reel to play with during the show to keep him on track and to keep him from falling asleep. So, with all that out of the way...
I at least slept a little bit last night compared to the night before.
That's good. That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right, this fishing report is getting underway with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver along with Shell Creek. What do you got, Bob?
It's obviously still slow, but the tarpon are moving. The little juvenile tarpon are moving around a lot. They have been catching some bigger black drum up there around the Harbor Heights to Navigator area. And then the little snook everywhere. I wouldn't say it's great by any stretch of the imagination, but since we're going to have wind the next couple days, it might be an area to at least go and look. And
it might be great after all, considering the options.
Well, and the other option is it's a beautiful area to go sightseeing too, so you can kind of multitask. Catch a few fish or very little fish, but still see the rookeries and the alligators and all the other stuff. Yeah. Little bit of old Florida.
Yeah. And so. Take some caution around those rookeries. You know, those birds are trying to make babies.
Yes. Yes, they are.
All right. Moving on, the Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
I-75 area. They've been actually catching a few snook there. The black drum. And even a handful of trout.
Really?
Not very many trout, but they've at least been legal. Not gangbusters.
I am slightly surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Last week we had talked about having some big jacks up there.
We have, but they've been sporadic still. I've heard of a couple, but not like they were. Okay. There's still been a lot of little fry up in that area, so it wouldn't surprise me. But jacks seem to have haul butt and disappear. It's usually if I hear about them 3 or 4 days in a row, I'll mention them.
Okay. The U.S. 41 Bridges, where you might run into the best charter captain in the world.
Miles and miles of that. Where do we go with that? Oh, let's see. Black drum. Been an occasional trout. Several baby bull sharks, because there's a lot of guys up there looking for the cobia, because the cobia are starting to show up. Have not heard of a legal one yet, but people are definitely seeing them. What else is going on there? Nothing else really worth mentioning.
Okay. So, we're seeing cobia.
Yes. Well, the water's super, cobia. Super clear, so it's not too bad at all.
What would you do up there if you happen to see a cobia to try to turn it into a caught fish? Is it any different from cobia anywhere else?
Or? No, not really. I mean, the one thing that I do know there is they really, really like whiting and the sugar trout.
Okay.
So those two things, if you can catch one of those fresh, is a much, much better chance of catching a cobia or even a legal-sized cobia.
Now, and here's the other thing about whiting and sugar trout. Both of those are strongly bottom-oriented species.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're fishing... topwaters, then you're not really imitating the baits that they're going to be mostly focused on there.
Correct.
Not to say you can't catch one topwater, because cobia do what cobia do, but if you're trying to match that hatch, as we say so often, the hatch is on the bottom.
Yep.
Buddy.
Stay close and low and slow.
And it's a 6 to 10 inch silvery fish.
Yes.
All right. So, a 6 to 10 inch silvery fish imitation fished low and slow.
Be a good idea.
All right. Moving on to the Lashley Seawall.
I have not gotten any report there.
Well, that matches up with the last, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times that I asked you.
Yes.
The Bayshore Pier doesn't exist. Port Charlotte Beach Pier doesn't exist. But there is Spring Lake Park.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Some small mangrove snapper. One black drum that I heard of. Guys saw several. Did hook one. Didn't land it. And then there's been some peanut snook there. A couple guys fishing at night right there around the boat ramp and the bridge have hooked some snook, but nothing of legal size.
Okay. There we go. And he's yawning anyway.
Nope. Moves us that into was a the, stretch.
Okay. I can only that, see it.
The
I,
next one comes as a yawn.
I can only see it out of the corner of my eye, so. Moves us into the salt and brackish Port Charlotte canals.
A lot of little snook, jacks. People are seeing some juvenile tarpon. Neighbor a couple of houses down caught a little bull shark off the dock. And then, of course, you got the little mangrove snapper and an occasional sheep's head. Been hearing of some juvenile tarpon here and there. The only one person I've heard of that's hooked them. Hooked them on freshwater shiners after listening to us in here talking about a man on the radio.
What? No.
Yeah.
We make that stuff up.
They don't live very long, but they do work.
Yep. Oh, there it was. I heard it.
Yep.
Okay. The Elgebean Bridge area, not the pier, which is shut down, but the bridge itself. What do we got?
A lot of little snook. It's been pretty windy there the last several days, but they've been catching a lot of little snook, but mostly at night. During the daytime, a couple sheep's head, a couple mangrove snapper, but other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
Okay, no tarpon or cobia here?
Nope, not that I've heard of yet. It's a good place to look for them, because this is the time of year, same as the 41 Bridge. But you know, it used to be a phenomenal sheephead place, and that's died off significantly compared to what it used to be. So I don't know if it'll have changed with the cobia and the little juvie tarpon. But, good place to look.
And the more people look, the more likely we are to find out.
Yes.
And remember, if you are looking and you'd like to share some of these reports for the weekly fishing reports that Robert does not only here with our place-by-place report, but Robert also does reports on the Radio Waterline show, which is on Kix 92.9 from 7 to 9 a.m. and in Waterline Weekly Magazine. So all that information comes from folks who are out there on the water. If you'd like to share it, you can come in and talk to Robert, or you can call the shop, 941-625-3888, and ask to talk to Robert. Don't call him Bob.
Right.
And especially don't call him Rob.
Definitely not.
Or he won't talk to you.
Nope.
I can't even do it. He won't talk to me.
Nope.
So, moving us on, Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Let's see, a couple of small sharks. Guy even caught two bonnet heads over there by, was it Marker 7? Down by the mouth.
Okay.
And they were out in the open water. He was actually looking around for anything and ended up catching a couple bonnet heads. And then there's been a lot of trout inside the Myakka cutoff along with some peanut snook.
And again, for the newbies, your definition of peanut snook?
Under 20 inches.
And your definition of little snook?
Under 12.
And your definition of small snook? Because you use under these terms 12. A lot. So
it's peanut snook, small snook, it's all kind of much the same. Basically, anything under like 18 inches is a peanut to me, or small, or a baby.
A dink.
Yeah. By next year, that'll be a trophy snook.
It will be.
You know, it's like everyone's goal is a 40-incher. It's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, kind of like a gator trout or a flag yellowtail.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, anything over the slot is a slob.
Yeah, so pretty much.
That's where we're at.
Yep.
There's dinks, there's slots, and there's slobs.
No doubt.
The South Gulf Cove canals.
I've got no reports there this week.
What the? Okay. The West Wall, then.
The West Wall, a lot of little peanut snook, and a few redfish. Most of the redfish have been on the very bottom end of the slot size or undersized. Basically 15 to 19 inches. And almost all of them are being caught on shrimp, with a handful being caught on some soft plastics. They've skipped a few pompano on top of the bar there. Nobody caught any, but they skipped a few different, couple different people told me about them. And then a couple people saw some cobia cruising along the bar. They said they were definitely undersized fish. They're at least seeing them.
Okay.
But the water's super clear out there, so you get to see a lot of cool stuff this time of year.
Yes.
I'm excited to go fishing in a couple weeks with Carl just to go out and look.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's all for Christina for her birthday, so they're going to beat the bushes for redfish and snook, because that's their deal, and I'm just going to be a voyeurism.
I gotcha.
Just sit back, watch.
Going to bring the binoculars?
Yep. Absolutely.
Go. Look and see what you could see.
Yeah.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Honestly, I haven't gotten any report this week for there.
Fine, then. Turtle and Bull Bays. Got any reports there?
Yep. You gave me even a couple. Lots and lots of little trout. Snook and redfish up underneath the bushes. And then over there in Bull Bay.
Are the redfish here any bigger?
No. No, there's been an occasional legal one, but they're just barely legal. Over in Bull Bay, they've gotten several nice bonnethead sharks, and one guy did catch one. He showed me a picture. I don't know. I think he said it was around 4 foot black tip. It was a little wonky to tell in the picture, but it was black tip or a black nose. It was at a funny angle. Hmm. Was not a baby bull shark.
It's an odd spot for him to be.
It is.
But they go where the food is.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else in here?
Nada.
Okay. So we won't put anything else. Instead, we will move on to Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Been some Spanish mackerels moving through that area, but the actual reefs themselves, I've not gotten any reports on them.
Okay. I didn't type any of those words correctly.
Jeez. You just made it sound like you were typing really good?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
It was just a bunch of gibberish when I went back and looked at it. I'm like, well, that's unacceptable. Huh. Frank would have left it.
Yeah. Let you figure it out.
All right. Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, let's see. All through that area. Basically from Whidden Bay over to the Three Sisters. They're getting trout, Spanish mackerel, some ladyfish, and an assortment of small sharks.
Okay, Spanish mackerel.
Trout.
Ladyfish.
And
assorted small sharks.
Yep.
Okay.
Been some sheep's head up along the bushes around some of those oyster bars in there, too. Handful of small snook. Have not heard anything about redfish over there. I'm sure they're there. Just haven't heard of any reports for it.
Yeah, they gotta be there. They can't be in the other spots and not be there.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Anything else to report?
A lot of flipper. No shortage of dolphin.
Okay. That brings us to the Placida area. The Placida Pier and Boca Grande Pier, of course, closed. The Coral Creek Pier is open, but this is just the generalized area. It includes the trestle all the way out to Gasparilla Pass.
Okay.
What do you know, Schmo?
Spanish mackerel. Some sharks. sheep's head are starting to thin out. They're still catching them, but they are definitely thinning out there. And a couple of different guys did catch some pompano while sheep's head fishing up against the pilings.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That would have made me happy. All I was getting was those pesky little mangrove snappers while waiting for the sheepies to bite.
Nice. Plenty of them. There's no shortage of little tiny mangs.
Yeah, but when are they going to get to be a little bit bigger mangs, Robert? When?
Never.
When? Come on, when?
Usually about the middle of June. You'll get some of the bigger fish that are mature enough to get ready to head offshore to do their spawn. So they'll stack up there for a few days and then they leave. It's kind of the normal.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Make me wait till June. Feels like June out there now.
Does.
Anything else going on down here?
No.
No? No snooks to report?
Yeah, there have been a lot of little snook there at night.
Well, why didn't you say that part?
That never changes, really.
Say it anyway.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I don't type it. People don't know. They forget. Moving on, Lemon Bay to include Stump Pass, Milton Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
That's a lot of area.
I could have mentioned more.
I'm sure you could have. A lot of little snook and some redfish underneath all the docks. And closer to Stump Pass area, been some pompano and a few trout. And the trout have not been big, but there have been trout over there.
Let's call them smallish trout?
Yeah.
Okay. But not peanut trout. You never call them peanut trout.
Nope.
You reserve peanut for snook and for mahi.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's what they call them. It's how they call them.
I never heard anybody call it a peanut snook except you.
I just figure it goes along the line of a peanut mahi, so why not?
Well, but what about a peanut grouper?
Less confusing than button buck.
How about a sunflower seed mangrove snapper?
There you go.
That's good.
Cute. we go to flax seed if they're even smaller.
Yeah. A sesame seed.
Sorry, for peewee shrimp season, my aunt gave me a good idea the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gonna buy a package of the sea monkeys.
Oh, there you go.
And say, well, you can have these if you want. They're right. A little smaller.
Hatch your own. The next spot would be the Anger Pier if there were one, but there ain't one.
Mm-hmm.
But we could talk about fishing around the bridge there. Any reports from that?
Yeah, people have been fishing under the bridge off the seawall there. You know, they've been getting some mangrove snapper, some Spanish mackerel, a couple of bonnet heads, and a few snook at night. Had a customer in yesterday. She said her and her husband have been walking actually along the seawall where the bait shop used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And not having any issues with anyone trying to trespass them, but they said they've been being respectful, so... But I don't know if you can legally walk across that area or not.
I don't know whether you can. So. But being respectful does go a long ways.
Yes, it does. So, but at least it's a bigger area.
Okay. Moving out to the Gulf, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
They're catching Spanish mackerel all out along the beaches from the passes all the way out to about 10 miles. They are getting some king mackerel out there. Mostly small ones. I've not heard of one over, like, I think 30 or 32 inches, something like that.
I catch Spanish mackerel that big.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Bottom fishing?
The bottom fishing has been good now that the 20-fathom thing is opened back up. They're 90 to 140 feet of water is where they're catching the red grouper. Better ones, obviously, in the 140 feet of water.
Yes.
Still some mangs, a couple of yellowtails, and then the lane snapper have been from 75 feet out to 150 feet.
You're going to have to repeat quite a bit of this because...
Why?
Because you're going way too fast for me to type all these things.
Type quicker.
No, Get you. We're going to swap this one of these days. I'm going to let you tape it, and we'll see how well it goes.
Terribly. Just talking, it'll record, and that's what they'll have to listen to, because there'll be nothing to read but,
The lane snapper.
Snook. There you go. That's your whole report typed out.
Lane snapper.
80 to 120, 130 feet of water.
Okay.
And then they've also seen a couple of cobia out there. Barracuda are starting to move around a lot more.
That's good.
Yeah. It's getting a little more exciting out there.
Anybody seeing tarpon offshore?
No. Not yet. That's going to be coming shortly, though.
Okay. Now, what size are these cobia? Were these full size or were they peanut cobia?
They were peanut cobia.
Okay.
Or at least undersized cobia for sure.
Triple tail?
I have not heard much of those. That red tide, I think, really screwed them up out there. And for those that are interested in the offshore fishing, you've got 3 more weeks to pay attention to where all those crab traps are at out there to mark some of your summertime fishing spots. So remember that before you're on your next trip out and before those crab traps are gone.
Yeah. All right. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier. The north jetty is open. The south jetty is closed.
Forever.
The pier is partially open. Hey, they're going to get around to it. Okay. They said 5 years and $100 million to get the jetties taken care of, and then
somebody's
the south jetty can reopen.
Rich off of that one. Yeah. Oh, they come up with $100 million for that.
Well, you know, rocks are very expensive.
Uh-huh.
Actually, rocks are cheap. Holding the rocks in place is expensive.
Importing them in is expensive, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, still. It's
still stupid.
It's not $100 million worth of rocks.
No.
But $100 million worth of holding the rocks in place, that's the thing. Because you really don't want the rocks.
What'd they spend on the last one?
A lot less, but they built the thing like 85 years ago, so...
Yeah, but they just refurbished it and added more rocks to it. And
yes, but all
reinforced
the
it
all the
under didn't work out too well.
Well, all the underlying parts are where the problem was. You have a base underneath all those rocks. It's not just a pile of rocks. It kind of looks like one. It's not. There's a lot of support structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like ladies' undergarments. There's frequently more to it than meets the eye to hold everything in place where you want it to be. So, and
very,
that's
very,
and,
very and it, good description.
And
but
again, that's where all the money goes.
Yeah.
So,
the stuff you don't see.
Yep.
Okay.
In any event, fishing in the area.
Spanish mackerel, snook at night, and an occasional pompano. Especially right up there at the jetty. But the Spanish macks have been pretty good at the Venice Pier itself.
Okay. But the Spanish mackerel are more at the pier.
Yep.
Snook at night in both spots?
No. Mostly at the jetties. Very few people try to target the snook from the pier out there.
Well, that's why I was making sure I was getting it correct here. I don't want to type it wrong. Anything else going on out here?
No. Not okay. That I've heard of.
We had sheep's head at the jetties at the last report.
Yep. I've not heard much reports for them up there.
Petered out.
Yeah. Well, and I think because of all the spring breakers and everything, now it's starting to thin out a little bit, so I'm not hearing of them as much.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Because some of those snowbirds are getting ready to leave.
All right. Ponarasa?
Nothing.
Redfish Pass?
Nothing.
Captiva Pass?
Spanish mackerel. And a couple of sharks.
Big sharks, little sharks, medium
little,
sharks, peanut
little
sharks?
Sharks.
Peanut sharks.
Little black nose and sharp nose mostly, and a couple of black tips.
Boca Grande Pass.
A lot of Spanish mackerel. Some tarpon in there, depending on the day or the moment.
Mm-hmm.
a few sheep's head and whiting right there from the beach. And right in the immediate area of the phosphate dock. But it's mostly been about all the Spanish mackerel cruising through there that the people are talking about. both the ones that they can catch and the ones that they're just looking at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more people looking at them.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, before you leave, let me show you that little glass minnow thing.
Yes. Okie doke. That brings us to the Gulf beaches. Anywhere from Sanibel to Venice. Literally anywhere along the Gulf shoreline where you might want to wet a line. What do we got?
So the two main places where I've heard of it has been the Caspersons Beach, south of Sharkey's Pier, or the Venice Municipal Pier, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
and down at Boca Grande.
Okay.
And there's been quite a few guys that have been making that walk into Boca Grande, which is kind of cool, because some of them don't look like they could make it that far. Just saying.
Robert, come on.
Just saying.
That's mean.
Yeah. Yep. It's true. Just pointing out the obvious.
All right. So
pompano. Spanish mackerel. A couple of sheep's head. Bonnet head sharks. What else? A couple guys are seeing snook along the surf line, which those are just either early there or they just never left. What else have I heard about it? That's about it. Kind of a mixed barrage of things.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised that we have some snook down there. We've actually had some for weeks.
Yeah.
But this is the males that kind of come down there, and they wait for the girls to show up, and sometimes they get really, really eager. So they accidentally show up 3 months early. So it's normal.
They were here yesterday. I don't know where the women went. We'll just wait. They'll show up again.
And they do. Matt
Lachey. I told you they would show up.
Matt Lachey.
8 months later.
Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Oh, let's see. John's telling me about some of the trout he was catching down there. A lot of snook up inside the canal systems of the Cape Coral.
Where are these trout, though?
Right there around Smokehouse Bay, down through Matt Lachey, Two Pines. Kind of that whole area encompassed has been a lot of trout. And then even some Spanish mackerel moving in and out of those same areas because they're catching the trout in anywhere from 2 to 5 feet of water. The Spanish have been more in that 5 feet of water range. And then they're also still getting some sheep's head off the actual bridge itself.
Okay. Which you can fish.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. You were saying something about peanut snook, were you?
Yeah. Up in the mangroves throughout that whole area, along with an occasional redfish.
But more snook.
Yes. And they're catching those on shrimp and the soft plastic shrimp. Pitching up underneath the bushes or in those little creeks just straight down the center of the creek and working it really slowly.
Okay.
He said he had one fish on that was definitely probably in the upper slot. Had it. It managed to get him under the bushes on his last and final run. And he was actually almost ready to grab it on that first shot. And then it took off again and broke him off.
Dull.
Yeah. When you're fishing in those close quarters in a kayak, it makes it tricky sometimes.
Yeah, and that's just, it goes along with it.
Yeah.
You can't get too upset about it.
No.
The Pine Island Sound area, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, Patricio.
A lot of trout, mostly small. Sporadic Spanish mackerel. And then a lot of little snook around all the little islands. Have not heard much for redfish down there. I'm sure they're catching them too along with those snook, but I just have not had any feedback on them.
I would think that they would have mentioned them.
You would think, but nope.
Okay. Shacks down there? No shacks?
I'm sure they're there because they were in Captiva area, but yeah, just no reports on them.
Got to be some little sharks.
The bonnet heads should be moving around really good down there, especially with the shrimp moving around as much as they are.
And what do bonnet heads like to eat, Robert?
Shrimp.
Do they like live shrimp better than they like dead shrimp, Robert?
Yes, but they'll still take both.
But they sure do like a live one better.
Live one definitely is a lot better.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Perfectly designed to eat them, too. What's the area?
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
So, Bokelia, it's been some Spanish mackerel out front there. And some trout. But I got nothing for Jug Creek. Guys have been looking for bait down there and finding it very, very seldom, but finding it once in a while.
Burnt Store, Two Pines.
South of Burnt Store there, along the mangroves, redfish and snook. Most of them are undersized. But out on top of the bar. Excuse me. Out on top of the bar, it's been some pompano. I've been catching them and seeing them, along with some ladyfish, a side catch of a Spanish mack, and that's about it.
No cobia?
Nope. They should be down there, but I haven't heard of any.
Yeah, they got to be there.
I mean, this is the time of year when they're pretty much cruising every bar there is out there.
All the bars.
Bar hoppers.
Yeah. Eastside Keys. In the Keys. Cormorant Key, Pirate Harbor, places like that. What do we got?
A lot of peanut snook and an occasional legal redfish, but not, I mean, barely legal on the low side. And then bonnethead sharks occasionally on the flats. They've been seeing a couple more cobia on the east side, as far as like, not more than the west wall for sure, but enough where you need to be really positioning yourself in that 3 to 5 feet of water, watching for them or looking for them as you're drifting along, blind casting for trout or whatever else might hit. Should be ready for them. Okay. What it boils down to.
And how do you measure a cobia, Robert?
What do you mean?
How do you measure him to see if he's big enough?
By the fork of the tail?
From the tip of the nose with the mouth closed to the fork of the tail.
Yep.
And what's your minimum size?
36 inches.
36 inches, not 27, not 32, not 36 to the end of the tail, 36 inches to the fork.
Yep.
And what are your chances of catching a keeper in the harbor?
Slim. Anymore? Slim.
Yep. So, just be aware.
Yep.
That's all we're saying.
Definitely.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
I got not a whole lot in there.
That's what I kind of figured. Okay, Ponce de Leon Park.
That's even been weirder. A lot of little snapper.
Okay.
A couple of small snook. A guy did hook a cobia there, though.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also been just a lot of boat traffic. I think that's why I've been getting fewer reports there this last couple weeks, because of the, spring break time. March is always tricky with chaos and people not knowing how to drive. One guy, we had to spool up his reel yesterday because he lost all of his line because he was not able to get it in quick enough because the guy was scooting in a little faster than he should have been.
Whoops.
Yep. And the guy made it. Well, I'm sorry. He was going out a little faster than he should have been because he said he made it out to the first marker before he finally stopped and sat there trying to cut off all of his line off the bottom of his motor.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I tried yelling at him, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
Right?
But then again, how fast was he coming through there that he ran into the line without you being able to reel it up?
Can be pretty quick sometimes.
I feel like this is probably a two-party problem right there. I mean, think about how far you actually have to fish, though. It's not that far. Just across the channel, basically.
Yeah.
You could have reeled up.
Could have.
PGI canals, Punta Gorda General Area, Barge Canal, Punta Gorda Nature Park, such places as that.
Oh, well, let's see. A lot of small snook. Jacks from 5 pounds to 12 pounds.
12 pounds? Whew. That's a workout.
A lot of people seeing the juvenile tarpon. Not catching them, though. And then a lot more people are seeing the big black drum and starting to catch them a little bit more consistently. The black drum are starting to school up just a little tighter. It's not the ones and twos now. It's like twos and threes, sometimes four and five.
Okay.
They're also getting more vocal.
Yes. What are we feeding them? Shrimp, soft plastics?
Yeah, both. Blue crabs, if you can get them, which has been next to impossible to find. But they'll hit a... I'll take a frozen shrimp over a live shrimp, because I'm going to peel the shell off of it, and if I see them, I'm going to try to pitch it out in front of them. And then if you got soft plastics, I'm covering it with a whole lot of shrimp or crab Procure. And just wiggling it. I'm not even jigging it a lot of times. I'm actually just kind of wiggling it when I see them coming, so I'm out in front of them, trying to get their attention.
All right. Next spot would be the Gilchrist Pier, if it existed, which it doesn't. So we have Alligator Creek Reef.
I got nothing there at all. No reports.
Yep. And once again, I take people there to show them how to use their bottom machines, and I frequently see people who are out there actively fishing. I don't see people catch anything.
No.
They sure do try.
Yeah. Well, and over the next couple weeks, the Spanish mackerel should be moving through there.
Yeah, they should, but I tell you what, from looking at the bottom machines out there this week, that algae is starting to regrow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Big surprise.
You can see
there.
The trailers coming off of some of those chunks on the bottom.
Right.
I haven't actually physically seen them, but you can see them on the bottom machine.
Is there people's fishing line that's tangled up and allowing it to grow on that?
Yeah, it could be. The 20-foot holes, Robert.
Pretty much holes. Still a ghost town. There have been an occasional shark in it, an occasional tarpon, but the tarpon have not been consistent at all this week. We're still a ways out for that.
All right. Give me those fantabulous bait fish reports that you've got then. Let's hear them.
Work at it. Good luck.
But there's so much bait around.
Nah, a lot of it's just the little fry. The white bait, they're catching it sometimes at the 41 Bridge, sometimes at Marker 2. Sometimes down in Jug Creek, but it has not been easy to get. Guys are working pretty hard at it. Not surprising at all.
So don't get too excited about that little small fry.
Nope, not at all.
Okay. The freshwater reports.
Oh, freshwater report. I forgot about that.
Well, we do this every time we do the reports, Robert. I know you got out of the habit, but it's a freshwater report.
I know. So the crappie are definitely slowing down. They're still catching a few, but they're definitely slowing down. Some bluegill, but mostly I've been hearing about the Mayan cichlids and the tilapia. And then one guy hooked and landed two small snook off the 9 Mile Canal.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'm not very surprised by that.
One was on artificial, the other one was on a live shiner while he was bass fishing.
And where are we at with the spawn? Bass done with that?
Pretty much done, yeah. I'm not hearing of much more else with them being on beds or anything like that. I'm just hearing of fish moving around a lot. And shiners are definitely the best thing going, or the lizards for soft plastics have been working really good. And they're still spraying a lot of our canals. So,
yeah.
It's really dumb. I was talking to Wayne Quick yesterday, and he's born and raised here and fishes Okeechobee still. He's, what did he tell me, what, 70? 79 now, I think. And he was talking about over in Okeechobee because he still fishes the senior bass tournaments over there now. And he said it's just, it's horrible with how much they've killed back on those lakes. Like he said, it's pretty much sprayed right up to the shoreline and then some.
Yeah.
You know, yep. He said it's just, no better than going down to Charlotte Harbor and looking for a grass flat. Like, nothing. It's pretty sad. Something else our governor, who supposedly likes the water, should work on.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've got a problem there. They've got a bunch of non-native vegetation that if you don't do anything to control it, will take over. It will make waters non-navigable. But you've got to get out of there.
Areas leave the rest.
You need to physically remove it.
Right.
Rather than spray it.
Right.
That's the key to this. The spray is... It kills too much stuff.
It's an indiscriminate killer. It kills everything it touches. So all the native grasses are gone. The buggy whips, the Florida flag grass, all that is just gone.
Yeah.
Native lily pads, done. It's dumb.
Yep.
It's really, really dumb.
Yeah, and some of the guys that are out there doing the spraying, remember, they're getting paid based on how much they actually spray.
Yeah, gallons.
So, yeah, they're way overusing.
Yes.
And, yeah, if you spray it at the label recommendation, it probably is less toxic to a lot of the native vegetation. But when you spray it at 10 times what they're suggesting.
Yeah.
And sometimes these guys get bored and they'll do things like, oh, look, a bird. I'll spray the bird.
Yeah.
That's great for the environment.
Yeah.
Jackass.
They just need to stop it.
Yeah. There are better solutions. They're more expensive, and that's why they don't do that. It's more expensive to physically remove the vegetation, but that's just if you only factor in the cost of that. If you factored in the cost of the environmental damage, it's way, way cheaper to physically remove vegetation.
We need Doge to come in here and tell them what they're doing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll help. Tarpon Reports is the last section that we have here. Do we have anything to discuss?
No. Not enough. Not here yet. Keep your eyes out, but get excited if you come across them, but there's nothing that's consistent enough to say, yep. Especially this week.
And a lot of the fish that were here have vanished.
Yeah.
So, yep.
I tell all those guys, don't tell customers, wait, they're not here yet. Not even close.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Do you have any words of wisdom to wrap this thing up? Anything that you'd like to state, say, preach about, whatever?
Don't jump on other people's boats.
Yeah.
Be kind to other boaters out there. If you can't be kind to them and try to help educate them when they're doing something wrong, just leave. Why bother with the chaos? Don't bring yourself down to their level.
And if you go around throwing F-bombs?
Freedom of speech, but just be prepared for the repercussions of it.
Freedom of speech comes with you accepting the consequences of that speech.
And crazy people don't know they're crazy, so you got to be careful and learn how to read the room.
You got that, buddy. And yeah, if they're nuts, hey... leave.
Yeah.
Keeps you out of trouble.
It does. Saves you a whole lot of headache and grief, whether you're in the right or wrong.
Listen, we're done with this thing, okay? Yep. All done. So good. Why don't you just say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.